This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We'd like you to admit, you're not dead, but you're really old.
Yeah.
What old person thing do you find yourself doing? Now, I want to say something. I'm older than you guys.
Yes, by a lot.
But it. I'm going to say this also. If people were to hang out with each of us individually and you acted like you normally act, they would think I'm the youngest person in this room. You
no.
Two, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Aaron,
not.
You have your moments, but you are also a fuddy-duddy from hell.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
What does a fuddy-duddy mean? Is that crotchety?
Why don't
you
go take a nap and I'll tell you later, Missy?
I, for the record, cannot take naps. I am a terrible napper. I can't do it.
Mm. Yeah.
Hack. Okay. Here's the deal. On you, I don't even have to.
Sorry, I fell asleep. What's
I don't even
on?
Have to put in effort to do the old. Okay, so there was a story out. Basically, old person habits that some of us have adopted because they're a good idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some old person habits are a good idea. Like if you have errands to run, if you're doing Costco and like dry cleaner and blah, 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 if you do all those things like first thing in the morning on the weekend, if you
I love doing that and bang
them out,
because
everyone else is like hung over from Friday night or hung over from Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
Get up, get after it.
Yeah,
that's an old person thing to do. If you got your errands done by noon, you are crushing life because there's less people there.
There's less people, and you just feel more accomplished.
Yeah, right. I think what makes you old doing that is when you look forward to it.
Yeah,
that
that's
brings
true.
Us to you.
Okay,
you're an old person.
Yes.
You,
yeah.
You.
Uh-huh. Get
you
off my lawn while you're at it.
Like, if you didn't work here.
Okay.
Because we're on the air from 3 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't work here, what time's dinner time?
5:45, probably.
Oh, my Lord.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't think he's telling the truth.
I'd push you back. No. That's where I have kids. They would eat. They'd eat about then.
I think if you had your way, I think it'd be blue plate special in the fours.
I would,
It'd be 4 o'clock something.
Yeah.
4 o'clock something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You ever been to Golden Corral at 4 o'clock?
No, I haven't.
You got to shout to be heard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Trust me, nobody in there is hearing you unless their aids are turned up. It's, dude, that's you. You're ancient.
Yes, I am. I have a lot of these tendencies. Very old.
Do you think they're...
Do you like buffets?
Yes.
You like jazz? Here's what I want. I want people to call in with the old person habit you've already adopted, but I want you to sell it.
Okay.
Like, because like the doing your errands early is sellable.
For
it's
sure.
It's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Eating dinner at 4, not sellable. Oh, then you're done. Right. Now, but then, like, unless you're going to bed at 8, what are you going to do with the rest of your night?
I don't know. Matlock is on.
Oh! What? My!
You're just pretending we're not going to watch MASH?
Did you say MASH?
Yeah.
MASH is a good show.
I rest my case! Anybody listening who heard me say that I'm younger than these two, I rest my case.
You've seen MASH?
I know what it is, because my parents, one of whom is dead, have watched it. I would...
Same, buddy. What are you going to do now?
Not watch MASH?
I've never seen MASH. To be fair, but I have seen Andy Griffith.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Okay, here's the thing. We want you to say the old, what makes you old? Not just, oh, my knees ache. Nope. It's an old person thing mm-hmm. that you do in spite of the fact you're too damn young to be doing this. What do you do that makes you old? Call right now, 303-222-5423, or text to that same number.
I think there's going to be a lot of people on my side for this one.
Okay.
Subtitles on everything.
Yeah. Yeah. All in.
Oh, it's so
subtitles.
Nice.
It pains me to admit, but this is one that I have recently adopted.
Really?
Netflix, whoever runs their sound, mm-hmm. it's like they shoot movies like intentionally to blow your speakers out.
Yeah.
Because they will do a movie where the first 40 minutes is whispered out. It's like, I'm thinking about bombing the embassy. Mm-hmm. Are you? Okay. Why don't you bomb the embassy? Okay. And then you're like, so I've got my volume at about 70. And then they bomb the embassy. And it's like...
Yeah, it's aggressive. Like,
And the lighting too. Everything's so dark now.
I just
it's hard
finished,
to see. I need my readers just to watch a movie. It's ridiculous.
This is okay. Now I am old. I'm gonna follow you in on this one. What's the new thing on Netflix with God, the old guy, De Niro, Zero Day.
Oh,
the last episode of Zero Day. It's like a limited series. The sixth or eighth episode of Zero Day about. 90% of the episode is shot in a power outage, and I'm sure they underlit it just enough, but if you're in a room with any brightness whatsoever, I watched a blank screen with subtitles on it. I read the end of Zero Day because they're whispering in a dark room.
This is like a book.
Wait, that's another good one.
Yes, Aaron, what you'd rather read.
Yeah, I love reading.
You're 100.
I have like 3 books right now.
Can we get to TAC then?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I will defend it.
I'll start here. We did this the other day. Slippers. Old.
Yeah.
Text backed me up.
Slippers. Some people were on my side.
Old people.
It took them a while to figure out the texting, yep. but they were
texting the old number. Okay. What else?
I'm a big weather guy, especially if snow's a coming.
I wasn't. Yep.
Storms are coming. You got to know. You have to know. It affects your travel.
You're not 100.
No, but he has kids and he has to know what clothes to put them in.
Yeah, it affects what sneakers I wear.
You don't have to know till that day, Aaron. You don't have to know the day before. Wait, like, there's a storm coming like 2 weeks from now and he's like, well, according to the Farmer's Almanac, I've overlaid the almanac over the current Doppler footage.
I'll be honest. I thought it was only day of. I am just now learning how.
Dude, he's weeks in advance.
A cold pressure system's coming in. You guys are just sleeping?
Yes.
Because
I'm going to make your, you know what you are? You're the 27J. Nope. All Colorado school districts. They have in the past, well, the Kathy Sabin's saying it's going to be, and it's like, yeah, but it hasn't fallen yet. It hasn't fallen yet. Mike Nelson says it's going to be, it hasn't fallen yet. But they've canceled school going, oh, it's supposed to be 10 inches, but it hasn't fallen yet. You don't know anything until that day. So why do you need to know? You live in Colorado. You don't need to know.
And then it does drive me, it drives me nuts because the weather, it's never wrong. The last time it said like 1 to 3, we got 10 inches.
Yes.
And it's like, I hate that, but I have to keep, it gives me some feeling of control, all right? This new world
but it doesn't
is all scary.
Exist.
All...
You don't have any control because you're wrong.
I guess. It makes me feel like I have it, though.
You're
in my day.
Okay.
Come on.
Just to make a case, Tiak eats at 4.
Yeah.
Knows the weather.
Yep.
And he wears slippers.
Mm-hmm.
Who's older between he and I? I don't own slippers. I don't give a flying F about the weather.
And you didn't bring a coat today.
I didn't. Because my car is warm. Okay. So, what old person habit have you adopted? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so we're looking for what makes you T-Hack.
I don't... Yeah. Someone texted in. I have to read this one. My old person trait is going to sleep early and eating lots of fiber, so I go to the restroom regularly. Good job. I'm proud of you.
I will say I fell for the colon broom crap on the internet.
You used to call it colon blow.
It is broom. I wanted to keep calling it the wrong thing. Yeah, colon blow. Being regular is great. Scott?
Yay.
What makes you an old guy?
Well, not yet, but I've been looking forward to this for a long time. I don't know why my whole adult life I never thought I would think about doing this. But I'm going to be 55 this year, and I can't wait to order off the senior menu.
Yeah!
Where is that?
There's a bunch of senior, well, they're mostly at cafes, IHOP, Denny's, I guess. I don't care.
There's a senior menu?
For sure, yeah.
And you just, for sure, I don't eat at places.
When you're there early enough, you chat with these people and you find out.
Yeah, oh my God.
They're getting better prices than I am.
Remember looking forward to being 26 so my car insurance would go down. That's the last time I looked forward to an age.
I take my son, I'm like, I'm 55 and he's under two, so what can you do for us? I don't think either of those
are
true.
Oh my God, Scott, just will you shoot us the pictures of your first foray?
Yeah, we should throw a party for him. Meet him at an IHOP or something.
I want to ask them, too, if they can just stack on my veteran status as well and see if it just comes out free.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, for sure. Yeah. It should be free. Thank you for your service, and thank you for being an old guy. Carrie?
Yes.
Yes. What makes you old?
Playing crossword puzzles and my recliner and forgetting my grandbaby's name. there's a lot of things.
You do crossword puzzles on purpose?
Why would you do
that? Now I do.
Well, I mean, not. I mean, I do crossword puzzles.
Damn it, I did one again.
You know, like,
I've been trying to kick
it. No, like, okay, like when the internet's not out or your TV. You know what I mean? That's the only time.
I don't have internet. That's how old I am.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay. Like crossword puzzles, yeah. I like. By oh man, nothing's working.
Yeah, I
can't play
you.
Like Wordle on my phone, so I'm gonna do this other stupid thing. You gotta go find a paper.
I have a crossword puzzle book in my office.
Oh my God, do you really?
It was given to me by a fan. It's Harry Potter themed.
And I keep a pen in my pocket at all times.
Together, we're unstoppable.
How am I the old guy in this room? Thank you, Carrie. Joey.
Yai.
What are you doing that makes you old?
I carry around at any given time 50 to 100 wet naps because I don't like my hands getting gritty.
You a big fan of the barbecue sauce or why?
Not so much. Actually, I have a pretty big beard, so I do dry rub. I have a tactile issue and don't like my hands feeling like they're dirty.
That's fair.
So I always have a few in my pockets and another bag in my backpack for my coworkers, and I'm handing them out like crazy, and that's kind of my old thing.
Do people think you're weird for having wet naps?
They do until they need it.
It's the most true statement ever stated. Like, I think you're the biggest dork I've ever heard of, but as I'm walking out of Georgia Boys Barbecue, I'm like, where the F is
the
Joey?
The amount of people who have thanked me for carrying around Pepto or like...
You carry around Pepto right now.
Right now, in my backpack. I got it.
Oh my God, I'm 1,000
years old. What, this? In my backpack.
First off, who's walking around with a backpack? You're not 12 and you're not 100. What is... I honestly don't believe you, Aaron, or Tiak, or Joey.
I literally have a whole medicine pack ready to go. Yeah.
Yep, 100%.
Joey,
thank you,
stop
Joey.
It.
Thank
stop
you.
It. Thing, oh, my God.
And then I don't have it. Makes me more anxious that I can't help out.
Mm. Okay, I get it. Thank you. Thank you, Joey, for...
I got to upgrade to wet naps. I have
that's
all my
smart.
Glove box is just all napkins. I got to upgrade.
So you're going to do... Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Joey.
I carry around Zeiss... they're wet naps, but they're for your glasses.
Oh.
I wouldn't want to use them because they're like alcohol-based. So like if you wiped an injury with it, it would probably stang a little bit. Mike?
Yeah.
What's your old behavior?
I used to party a lot when I was younger, and now that I'm older, I don't party, and I get mad when my neighbors are playing loud music and being loud past 8 o'clock at
8 o'clock? Did you say 8? 8? Like the number 8, the infinity symbol turned on its side. That time?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Hack's the same guy. Remember he had DJs living next to him or something? And he's like, these guys, I can hear him through the walls.
Good.
That's true.
Good. It was throwing off my crossword puzzle. I can't even focus.
Dude, you got to get over it.
I used to live in a neighborhood that had a bunch of college kids in it, and I get it. I was there in my day and age, partying and all that. But like eight o'clock rolls around, I'm like, all right, you guys got to quiet down. Like, I got to get up and go to work. And
quiet.
Oh man,
you
like,
got to get home until like 10.
Music and you
yeah, bro. The time is 10:30. I think 10:30 is the time. Relax with your 8 o'clock. Thanks, man.
I'm with.
I am floored by the like curmudgeon people that are listening. Tiara.
Yes.
Yes.
What's your old person behavior?
I like to say I'm resting my eyes when I'm in a full-blown slumber.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.